For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You're a busy man over the weekend, of course, working for the Cats at GMHVA Stadium.
Yep, double header. The Cats in the women's, they dismantled the Saints, which was awesome. And then the men's thought, oh, that looked fun. We'll do that to the Tigers as well. And the women started at 5. I think the men's finished just before 11. So it was, it's a lot of footy and Cats fans very happy because they both got the wins.
Now, I would say since I arrived here last September, I've been asking you to do something at GMHVA Stadium behind the mic as the on-ground MC, and that is start the meow, meow, meow chant.
Yeah. So, and we've talked about theoretically how fun that could be. and yes, every home game, it's been on my mind. And then you go, hang on, this is like a real job. It didn't naturally have a spot because if the game was like blowing out, felt a little bit disrespectful to the opposition team to get people to meow. But if the game was close or the Cats were behind, hard to go, well, this'll do the trick.
Yeah.
But again, because it wasn't tried and tested, I didn't know. And it was something I just kept putting off. And I'm sorry, I probably annoyed so many people on Saturday because I was there from like 3 until 11.
No.
So you would have seen me there. I'm trying my best, always trying to have fun.
Yeah, of course. And you're excellent at what you do. But like I said, every single week I think I've been saying, please do the meow chant. The meow chant has to happen, mainly because I do think it's hilarious.
Yep.
But two, I also think it would be great to see you bring the razzle dazzle and try. Well, look, I've been asking you forever, but it wasn't until last week we got a call from a young legend named Jordan, and he said this.
I was just wondering, I go to the Cats game often, and you said you were just a meow, but I've never heard you do it. And because this is the last round, I was hoping if you would do it.
It's Jordan from Warm Ponds there.
Yes. Live on radio, he's put it to you. Would you break the heart of a child? I wasn't at the game, unfortunately.
Yep.
So, yeah, let me know.
So, here's the deal, right? I made sure, I said last week, I was like, if it's going to happen at any point, because I wanted to be held super accountable, it'll be like halftime in the men's, right before we get up and have a bit of a dance. They always do dance camps. And I was like, that's when it's going to be. On my notes that I have for every day, for every game, I wrote down next to that section, meow.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I was like, how am I going to get this past the team, the production team that signs off on these things? And one of the big dogs was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, something a bit of fun to do. What I'm going to do is right before the dance camp is I want to do a meow chant, and like we'll get some kids in it, and like it could be for the kids, right? Because Half Cat and Claudia, the mascots, they'll be there, so we can put a bit of meow, meow. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of like, oh yeah, like I guess, like if you really want to.
Mm-hmm.
And Davo, I can very safely say, mission accomplished. On Saturday at the Cats game.
Well done. Well done. Now,
I had like 10 people before that moment in the crowd speak to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
All afternoon, people coming up to go, hey, Tim, remember, meow.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, meow, meow.
Our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners of this show know it was an important thing to get done for this season. So
yeah,
I'm really proud of you that you did that. But I already knew that you had, because, of course, I did have eyes and ears at the ground. And I got a message from a Chico Babe on Instagram. Sorry, Big Damo. Her name is on Instagram.
Yeah, Damo. Yeah, we love Damonette.
And she has sent me a video of you doing the meow chant. Let's take a listen.
Meow. Meow. Me, yeah. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's exactly what I thought it would be.
I think you're onto something. Well, Damo disagrees.
What?
And so do I.
What do you mean?
So my message from Damo said he started it. So I said, I got to get this for Davo so she can roast him on Monday for not doing it right.
Nah, see, that's crap. That's genuinely crap.
Do you think that was meow, meow, meow?
This is like when people get bad edits of them on Instagram Reels. So I came on camera. And again, I'm live in front of almost 35,000 people, Davo. You know, this is my other job that I do. And I'm like, I say to the camera, I'm like, I've been wanting to do something all season, but I need your help. It's a bit of fun and I've got the kids here. I've always wanted to hear the crowd go meow. Meow.
It's too slow.
Me. Don't give me that. That is honestly, see, this is the thing why men never live up to your expectation. Because you are moving the goalposts. I kick the goal and you then didn't. You've moved them 40 metres to the left.
You kicked a point.
I did you what I promised a child I would do, Lauren.
Scream at me on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. I'll save it for when the mic's out on.
No.
That's crap if you're not satisfied.
And you know.
What have you done? What have you done? How
I'm
dare
not,
you?
I'm not satisfied.
My job was
Dude,
on the line.
Listen, I'm not satisfied. And I don't think that it was passable for a meow chain, but Tim, I wasn't at the game, so I can't say for certain. But do you know who was at the game? Young Jordan.
Jordan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now Jordan, did you end up going to the game between the Cats and the Tigers at GMHBA Stadium this Saturday night?
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
Now, were you in the crowd when Tim did the meow chant?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Now, first of all, were you pretty excited that he was going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting stuff. I wish I was there to see it. But
the feeling was electric. I was very, there was all this energy okay. before. I was so excited to do it and fulfill my promise.
Well, Jordan, what did you think? Do you think it was a pass?
Oh, he did it, but it was a massive fail.
A massive fail. Can you expand on that?
I was hoping like a
yeah. Yes, Jordan, me too. It's pretty disappointing when you've been waiting for something for a full year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, this is the point where people probably think, you know, Tim's a grown man. He's in his 30s. He's got a son of his own. Another kid on the way.
No.
He's probably too. He's not at the level where he'll engage in a fight on live radio with a child.
No.
And I don't
Jordan.
Think people give me enough credit. Because, Jordan, this is life, mate. All right? Sometimes.
You're right, Jordan.
Sometimes. You ask for something and you get it, and it's not what you were thinking, but you still got it regardless. It's a privilege to be able to receive a gift like this, Jordan. And I did, you can't say I didn't try my own. I could only do my part, you know?
All right, Jordan, it's all right, mate. I get it. I know exactly what you're talking about because I felt that too. When I saw the audio and I saw that, and I thought after a full year of us discussing how the meow chant would go, it just felt like he, you know, tossed that to the side, don't you think, Jordan?
Yeah, it was still a massive fail, though.
And was it the crowd participation that felt like that?
Yeah,
there
was none.
Yeah. That's so funny.
All right, well,
Jordan, what do you think? 2027, next season, right? Do we think we can get a proper meow chant happening? And do you think maybe I need a guest speaker down there and I'll do it for you, mate?
No. It's a professional organisation. We won't have riff-raff in there. Jordan, all right, lastly, out of 10... what's your rating of it? How many out of 10?
3.5.
Oh, wow.
I've hung up on them, so.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, coffee culture here in Geelong, it is a very passionate thing. Now, Davo, I'm a non-coffee drinker, but I have spoken about I do crave the community that a local cafe provides. And I know you've got a few in particular, a couple in Torquay, some here in Geelong that you really enjoy getting
around.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love my morning coffee. It is honestly the thing that gets me out of bed.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love Betty's. I'm just going to throw that out at once.
Okay, there you go. Now, it's nice. And again, I've never had this. You go in and they know what you're after. They're like, all right, yep, long black or flat white or whatever you're getting. They know. They just put it through, whatever. They might give you like a little cookie or a little biscuit or something on the top. Again, this is all stuff that I look at. My wife's really into her coffee, so I feel for her where she can't experience, like, I'm like the child that's like, do you have a Diet Coke for me or do you have a fun little kombucha that I can drink, please?
And it's great that she's out supporting cafes after buying a coffee machine worth, no doubt, thousands and thousands of dollars.
It's a business purchase. But when you get your coffee, do you ever, or like a hot chockey, do you ever get marshmallows off to the side?
No, not necessary.
Okay. Because I've been, so I...
Uh-oh.
So I go to heaps of cafes. I just never get anything for myself. And mostly it's to get my wife a coffee and get our son, his name's Jack, he's just turned 3, is to get him a little hot chocolate or a babuccino, a babuccino, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will often, I would say most places, give a little marshmallow to the kid.
Yeah, cute.
And sometimes I'll be like, oh, can I get two? Mm-hmm. Is it all right if I get 2 marshmallows? And that wasn't for me because my son was like, Dad, you get a marshmallow too. And I was like, all right, I feel like I can ask for 2. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting a cappuccino, hot chocolate, whatever, with the marshmallow, extra one off to the side.
And low-key, you really wanted one anyway, so you were stoked that Jack had given you that open to do that.
Awesome. And then I was like, all right, well, obviously they are spending money on buying marshmallows, all these cafes, because at the front, you walk in, there's always a jar of marshmallows with the tongs on it. How many marshmallows do you think you could ask for before they say no?
Oh, see...
Because I've only ever asked for 2, but in my mind, I'm like, what if I asked for 5?
Mm.
What would they do? Would they charge me marshmallow charge?
See, I'd get like, and you're not helping yourself. You're asking for them.
Yeah. So it's not like I've never, ever helped myself to the
marshmallow. Yeah. I was going to say helping yourself feels like the greediest thing you could ever do. The food shame I'd have within me wouldn't cope with that. But asking for them, surely no more. No more than 2. I don't think you can ask any more than 2.
I've got a theory, right? So I reckon, say if you buy 4 drinks, I think you could ask for 1 more than whatever amount of drinks you ordered. So if you ordered 3 mm-hmm. drinks, you could get 4 marshmallows. If you got 5 drinks that had a marshmallow with them, then mm-hmm. you could get 6 marshmallows. So it's whatever the amount of drinks plus 1.
Yeah.
But if I was ordering 2 drinks, I couldn't order, could I have 4 marshmallows, please?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
What's the rule?
I almost feel like if you ordered 2, you could have 4. 2 each. Do you know what I mean? But when you're ordering 1, I don't think you get any more than 2. So it is an interesting little thing. I can't really give you a definitive answer here then other than you couldn't be greedy about it.
Okay.
And if you're ordering 4 drinks and you can't ask for 8.
See, this is where you don't even know what your like formula for this is. If you,
it's vibes.
If you've ever worked as a barista, worked at a cafe, if you own a current cafe, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How many marshmallows can you ask for?
I don't actually, you know what? Let me just rein this back in. I don't think you can ask for any extra. You get what you're given and that's it. Genuinely. I'm changing my tone
this is
here.
A whole different shit.
I don't think that you should be able to ask for an extra.
Okay.
If you've got 1, like I think asking is greedy in any way, shape or form. And it was because you were asking for an extra one for yourself. So it's kind of like not even extra for Jack, it's for you. All right, I've changed my tune. You can't ask for extra.
All right. Who should we go to first, Dave?
I've even got Katie on the line here.
All right, Katie, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Katie, I believe you're at an establishment that's pretty close to Davo's heart. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you could.
Betty's. She's Betty's. From Betty's, yeah.
So there we go. Now, Katie, I know that Davo swings past pretty much every day. If Davo started swinging by and asking for 2 marshmallows with her frosted speckled ice latte, whatever she gets.
Fairy bread latte.
How many marshmallows, like what would the number be that you would hear and start going, well, she's asking for a lot of marshmallows there?
I think anything over 2.
Okay.
Like, yeah, 2's acceptable. We'd be okay with that. Anything more than that, might have to start charging.
Yeah, you're looking for a snack then. You're looking for a meal. What's, they're wanting 4 marshmallows. Well, yeah. It's too much.
How are you putting that through the till to charge for the marshmallow? Like, how much money would it cost? Like, if I was like, hey, can I get 1 hot chocolate and 6 marshmallows? Oh. What are you charging me?
I don't know. Maybe put it through as a babuccino.
Mm.
Like, I don't even know how you start charging for that then.
So this is the thing, you can shock the system and get away with it.
Yeah, but this is just shows me that you're not part of cafe culture if you're going in there asking for greedy amounts of marshmallows.
Well, the great people at Betty's on Moorabool Street, we love you, Katie, so thank you for taking care. And honestly, I should thank you the most because you bring me a caffeinated Davo every single day.
I know. She comes in happy every day.
All right. And yes. She leaves even happier. There you go. Thank you, Katie. Megan in Lara's giving us a call. Megan, how many marshmallows do you think you can ask for at a cafe?
I think it depends on the drink. So if you come through and ask for like a hot chocolate, then I would always put 2. as a stock standard. And if you ask for more, then you just get one more.
Okay.
Whereas if you come through and you're like, can I get a cappuccino with some marshmallows, then I'll charge you for the marshmallows because the marshmallows don't belong to the drink.
So it needs to like accompany it. Do you, so you work at a cafe now, Megan?
I used to.
Yeah, so it does make sense because it doesn't go with the drink. So, yeah. You know, I think if you're...
So if I came in for an orange juice and said, can I get a marshmallow?
Six marshmallows.
That'd be a no?
No. Oh, look, I would, but I would charge you. And I would, similar to what Katie said, put it through as like a baby chino or something similar.
Okay. Well, I think we can...
You've got to be able to push the limits now. It's very exciting stuff.
We'll go and shock the system across all these different cafes.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Now, Davo, I don't speak about this on the show super often because it's just like a little side thing that goes on in my life that I really, really enjoy. I am a big, big lover of AFL Supercoach draft football.
Fantasy football, as you'd say.
Fantasy football for people. Yeah, but I specifically use the Supercoach app.
Yep.
With a group of 9 other people that I know.
Yep.
Some of them are my friends. Some of them are individuals that I am aware of.
Yeah, so like fantasy football, that's like a Dungeons and Dragons for guys who have, you know, AFL Guernseys in their closet. No. Is that sort of the vibe?
No.
As, you know, people that can't really play football but want to feel they're amongst the game.
How badly do you want me to respond right now?
No, go
and
ahead.
How less do you want me to make you feel for no reason other than I'm hurt?
Lash out.
Okay, well, listen up. So Bailey Smith on the weekend, he had like 40 touches and kicked 3 goals. And it's all maths and whatever. And it's like, well, a goal is worth 50 points or like a goal is worth this and a kick is worth that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make a mistake, then you lose points and all these kind of things. And every player gets a score. And like you can do, there's 2 different ways you can do AFL fantasy. I do the one where like, for example, I had Jezza this year. So I drafted Jeremy Cameron.
Well done.
No one else could have him. If someone wanted Jezza, they would say to me, Tim, I've got Sean Manor. What if I traded you Sean Manor for Jezza kind of deal? And that's how it works. And we've been doing this group and I, this is our 5th year now.
Yeah. I know you guys take it really seriously. Like you get fully into it. It's like a great little community you've got there.
Yeah, for the draft weekend, which is what it's turned into. It just used to be an afternoon. Now we go away.
Like that's
we went to Anglesey last year.
For the
year.
LAN party.
Yeah.
It was the fantasy football and you brought your computer monitors.
That is one of the big things when we look at the Airbnbs, if they have strong Wi-Fi, because that has been a hindrance in the past. But yeah, like we went to like Blair Gowrie last year on the other side of the bay. I caught the ferry over after work one day and we go for like 2-3 days. We have a ball, do the draft, and then it's throughout the year you play each other. And this year, Davo, I was really happy with my team. Some great performers. My team made the grand final, which I know. Now, it's been 4 years since I've been in the grand final, so it's been a long time. And I really do love mind games and messing with the rest of the team.
Yeah, I think that's where you really thrive. You like plotting, you like manipulating in your own little way, scheming, as you say.
Yeah, so like throughout the week, I'll just like, you know, rattle whoever I'm playing.
Yes, get in their mind.
I'll use Photoshop and I'll make up like fake things like, oh no, Charlie Kerno's broken his face, he can't play, you know, send that off. Just kind of give him something to feel. But everyone takes their teams very seriously. We all got our own themes. I really love... I spent a lot of time in Spain when I was overseas, and I really love Lucha Libre, like Spanish and Mexican wrestling. So my team...
From your roots in Spain. I think it's from WWE, and you know
it
that.
It is. But I really love that. And my team name has changed slightly in the last few years. So I'm the only person in the league that has children. So I've been... Everyone just calls me Dad. So I've just been Dad, but I wanted to flare it up a little bit. So I've been Tu Padre lately, and that means your father in Spanish, your
nice.
Dad in Spanish. So for the draft weekend, I bought like a wrestling mask and I came out and I got a flag. I got the whole kit and caboodle. And this week, the grand final took place this weekend. So it's across all games of AFL. This is, I know, if you are sitting there dangerously excited, I get it. And I wanted to get inside my opponent, Nathan, who I went to primary school with. I wanted to get in his head, show him how confident I was. So what I did was on Wednesday or Thursday last week, I went and got a tattoo saying that I had already won. I got a premiership tattoo before the game had started, and it said the premier of the Supercoach League, Tu Padre, and then my like little logo that I've got on there.
Your father, or could say your daddy, you know, you don't know.
Yeah, and it is, it's big.
Well, you don't really have tattoos. So you went and got this tattoo. You've got two little sort of stick figure-y ones that you've got on your ankle. And then this is like your proper first big tattoo. And you thought this is going to rattle the other boys.
So I sent it, I got you to help me film a video, bit of a reveal. So I sent it right before the first game started on Thursday night.
Very nice.
Tagged everyone in the group and I was like, hey guys, just thought I'd let you know. Did this video, showed off the tattoo, sent the photo. Everyone really enjoying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and again, I'm feeling it. I'm confident. I know I'm going to win. It's going to be so fun.
And you got into his head, right? You were like, yeah, fantastic.
I was like, it's literally prophecy. It's inked on my skin. Nothing can go wrong.
Well, Timmy, how did it go?
So I lost. So I lost, and now I have a premiership tattoo on my ankle, and they haven't won. So... But it's on me forever, and if anything, it's a reminder. I don't know what for, but, but I'm thinking about it right now.
It's Tim and Davo.
I love being able to put people in different categories. Like I think recently we spoke about the finger astrology.
Yeah, so are you a thumb, a pointer finger, a middle finger, pinky or ring? Davo, you were, I think we said it on middle finger.
Yeah.
And then
rude finger.
Yeah, was I the thumb?
Yeah, you were the thumb.
We've all got energies, and I feel like we can, be placed in those kind of things.
Definitely. Well, there's a video that's going viral at the moment, and it's basically saying that anyone could be put into four different categories: blue, red, green, or yellow.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's all about, there's definitely like ways that you can sort of categorize it, but it's also about energy and vibe. Like when you look at someone, you see like what their energy is and what you think that they would embody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to go through each of what they are?
Go for it. I think that's going to help us.
So on a good day, blue people are cautious, precise, and deliberate. And on a bad day, blue people are suspicious, reserved, and a bit stuffy.
Okay.
Then you've got red. And on a good day, red is competitive, determined, and purposeful. And on a bad day, red is controlling, driving, and overbearing. Green, on a good day, is relaxed, sharing, and encouraging. And on a bad day, is plotting, stubborn, and reliant. Then yellow, on a good day, sociable, enthusiastic, and persuasive. And on a bad day, yellows are hasty, bit flamboyant, and indiscreet.
Yep. Well, I don't want to get ahead of this, but I know you and I know me. I think it's as clear as day.
Well, I would say for you, Tim.
Do you want to say it at 3, 2, 1, what we think I am? Because okay. I think we'll
what
say
we
the same
think
thing.
You are?
Yep. All
okay.
Right. 3, 2, 1,
green.
Yellow. Oh, interesting.
You are green.
I feel like I'm yellow.
Why?
With energy, like read yellow again.
So on a good day, sociable, enthusiastic, and persuasive.
Yep.
And on a bad day, hasty, flamboyant, and indiscreet.
I feel like that's super, like you can tell when I'm in a bad mood because my ears go red.
Yeah.
Bright red.
I would put you as a green.
What was green again?
So,
it's hard to remember it all, brother.
Green is relaxed, sharing, and encouraging on a good day. Okay. And on a bad day, plodding, stubborn, and reliant.
I still think yellow.
Okay, so what about me?
All right, we'll
on
say
three.
3, 2, 1, red.
I'm yellow.
You're not yellow. You're not yellow, Lauren.
Everyone else in the office told me I'm yellow.
Everyone else should no longer call themselves a friend of yours. Read out red again. Read out red.
On a good day, competitive, determined, and purposeful. And on a bad day, controlling, driving, and overbearing.
You just heard it for the first time, didn't you?
No.
You're starting to see the red.
I think that we all have a hybrid here.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, so we're turning these colors. So if I'm green and yellow, then I'm like this light green color. And if you're red and you're orange.
No, but it's kind of like star signs. You've got your big one and then you've got your secondary one, right?
Yeah. I think you're big red, little yellow.
I think you're green and no yellow. You're not.
This is very red of you. This is very red of you. Look at you trying to control. Trying to control again. When things start shutting down, you want to be in control. Overbearing's the only one.
I could say that's for you as well.
Overbearing's the only one I think that is off the mark. The other ones are all spot on for you.
That's really kind
of
you.
Stop yelling.
That's really encouraging and sharing and relaxed of you. Green, nah, Cody. Nah.
See, this is, you're trying to force me into that color, and I don't want to see it.
I think we all like talking about where we fit in categories, right?
Yes, okay.
Let's open up the phones and find out what colors we got listening to us.
Okay. Oh, see ya. 5-2.
Rainbow colors.
Yes, yes. We want to know your ethnicity. 5-2-2-3-9. A different kind of survey. No. Are you red? Are you yellow? Are you blue? Are you green? Give us a call. Nick in Leopold, we want to know what colour you are.
Hey, Tim and David. I think I'm a bit of a blue.
Oh, beautiful. We love the blues. Cautious, precise, deliberate, a bit suspicious, reserved and stuffy.
Oh, a bit suspicious. Are you, would you consider yourself a sus person there, Nick?
On a bad day, I can be a little bit suspicious.
Okay. Now you have...
I'm twirling my mustache right now.
Oh. Now, Nick, you have heard Davo and I trying to put ourselves on colour. So I think I'm yellow. Davo thinks I'm green. I think Davo's red. She thinks she's yellow. Where do you think we both stand on that?
I think, Tim, you're greener than the Amazon. Oh. But Davo's probably a bit more orange, I reckon. I reckon she's a bit down the middle.
Yeah.
I think Nick's a bit scared.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.